Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey! Gary, what tea are you pouring today?
Well, Frank, my girl, Miss Wendy Williams, baby, she's bringing the heat, honey, and spicing up her love life.
And Susan Sarandon says if you get with her, she just might run you away. I'll explain.
And Punky Brewster, a.k.a. Soleil Moonfry, reveals which Hollywood playboy was her first.
Ooh, plus I dish with Elizabeth Vargas about the return of America's Most Wanted and much more. But yo, let's get the dishing. HK, what you got over there, man?
All right. Now, Gary, how does Matthew McConaughey, the Texas governor, sound to you?
Oh, it sounds great, man.
Pretty good.
Wonderful.
Pretty good.
Okay. Well, the Oscar-winning actor is seriously considering jumping into politics. He was on the Balanced Voice podcast, and when asked about running for governor of Texas, he said he's truly considering it, and he wants a new leadership role and has some things to teach and share.
Listen, he's charming. He's a Texan, so he does care about his state. That's a state that he has lived in his whole life. It's been done before. Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor. Ronald Reagan was an actor, Ronald became Reagan. Governor and then president. So, listen, it's possible.
Yeah, he might give everybody, like, a Lincoln.
He might, right.
Now, Gary, we both got some Texas roots. I feel like he's somebody I could vote for because he seems very open-minded. What say you?
Oh, most definitely, and he's a very attractive young man, too. Now, I think I heard one thing that I probably didn't really care about, but I think allegedly they said he don't like to take baths on a regular basis, but that's fine because, you know, he'll make a good governor.
But have we evolved to the point that we're going to elect a guy governor who was once arrested completely naked, stoned, playing the bongos? Won't that come back to haunt him?
Now, do we know if he is a Democrat or if he is all right? Do we know?
That accent is giving me Make America Great Again.
Oh, no.
Well, y'all know what? I like this story right here because our girl Wendy Williams is out here dating, baby. So recently, a gentleman, as Wendy calls him, Mike Esterman, took our girl out on a two-date.
All right. Two dates, honey. I mean, now how she got two for one, honey? I mean, I just want one.
Get into it, okay? Now, Mike is a general contractor who was hooked up with the queen of all media by Mario Lopez. And let me tell you, Mike is really into Wendy, y'all. Check out how he said their two-day date went.
Hey, I want to go back to New York. I'd love to get to know her a little bit more.
So you're going to see her again?
So you're saying there's a chance?
He's downright giddy. Like, he's, like, bouncy and, like, full of energy.
Yes, Wendy. And, baby, you know them contractors got that bread, too. Now, Chewy, what you think? Do you think they're going to make it official, or is this just for fun?
You know what? I don't want to jinx Wendy Williams and this relationship, but if you know contractors, they're no kind of guys. And that's what Mike is giving me no kind of vibes. So that's what Wendy needs. She needs that strong contractor type by her side.
And he definitely gonna come in laying pipe and handling business, okay?
He got a big hammer. That's all she needs right now. He got a big hammer, too. Yes.
Do you think he's nailed her yet?
Well, poor Susan Sarandon. She can't keep a man.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah, she recently talked about her love life on the Divorced But Not Dead podcast. Now, the 73-year-old actress has traveled quite the rocky road when it comes to love and said it's all because she is too nurturing. Mm. She said, I'm so over-nurturing. This is the problem. I do too much.
Wow.
And so then, you know, who wants to f their mother after a while.
Oh, no.
I have to learn how to pull back and not do everything.
Oh, that is true, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This has happened to me before, y'all. This has definitely happened to me.
Really?
So, yes. So, I'm in my older age. I dated someone who was a little younger. And, you know, he works a lot and everything. So, when he came to visit, I was, like, super excited. I was, like, cooking. Hey, do you need this? Are you cold? Are you hot?
Wow.
He was like, you're doing, like, too much. He was like, you're almost, like, you know, like, over-nurturing me. Yeah, and it was a turnoff for him. Because I was just too wanting to, like, you know, be
pleasing.
You were
too motherly.
He didn't like it.
Nurture away. With me, if you're watching this, nurture away. I love it.
Headcrack, is it possible to be too nurturing? Is this possible?
Mm. Absolutely, because, like, guys, you know, for the most part, we're independent. We want to do what we want to do. And when you're dating an older woman, she will always look at you as, like, you know, young, as like a baby.
Yeah.
Someone that reminds her of, like, maybe her kids in some situations. So that can be one of them situations where, like, I want to love him, I want to pet him, I want to squeeze him, and please. And, yo, that repels guys away, yo.
I love that.
We don't want you to want for nothing.
All right, let's move on. So Leigh Moonfry, otherwise known as Punky Brewster, she is starring in the 80s reboot of Punky Brewster.
All right.
And this actually shocked me, and I think you're all going to be as shocked as I was. She talked about losing her virginity, and she said in a recent interview with People TV that she lost her virginity to Charlie Sheen.
Wow.
What?
Oh, really?
Join the club. Join the club, honey. I'm sure it's a lot of people. He broke their virginity.
She recently did an interview with People TV, and the actress said she considered Charlie her first because he was the first man that she actually wanted to spend time with after. And not just be like, oh, I did that and going home now. Listen to this.
He was the first person where I actually wanted to hang out the next day and the next night and the next day. You know what I mean? So that's why I explained, like, my first real experience. You know what I mean?
Okay, and so then Soleil Moonfry even said that it wasn't just a smash and pass, that they actually spent time together, and Charlie would reach out on special occasions, and he he cared about her so much that he would even donate to some charities that he knew were near and dear to her heart.
Wait a minute. Now, that's next level.
You think Soleil Moonfry was giving Charlie that good?
She was giving him that good, that charity crotch, that love humanity, and everything.
That's Soleil Moon Pie.
I never had nobody donate to charity.
She was giving him that Punky Brewster. That Punky. He was giving her that Punky.
Well, if you'd like to hear more about Soleil and Charlie Sheen, you can do that. You can pick up a copy of People on newsstands nationwide today. And for more on the video, it's easy. Just go to PeopleTV.com.
Oh, no, guys. All right. So Selena Gomez says that she just might give up vocals.
Not what? Selena.
Singing? Yes, honey. You know all that flat foot singing she's been doing? She might bring it to a stop. So in an interview, Vogue's April cover, she said, it's hard to keep doing music when people don't necessarily take you seriously. Lose You to Love Me, I felt that was the best song I've ever released. And for some people, it still wasn't good enough. But she did say she'll give one last try and make another album before completely giving it up.
Oh. So, Brad, I'm curious, you being in the music industry, do you think that she should quit because people don't take her seriously?
No, I don't think she should quit. I think if this is her passion, she should do that. But Selena has such a baby face, it's almost hard to, like, probably be with her. It's like, damn, am I looking at my child or one of my daughter's friends or something? So, I mean, I don't think she should quit doing music, though. She's dope.
Right. I like her a lot. She's great.
When she having sex, they don't think she got a baby face. So, I mean, she should continue to sing.
Oh,
I don't think it's her face that people are not taking seriously. It's her vocals. I think there's so much effect on her vocals. It's like, what are you doing? You're an actress. You don't have to be a singer, so why not just stop singing? Because it's not even you.
No,
it's
child. It's so many effects on a lot of these artists' voices, and they keep singing because if it's what they want to do and they have a passion for it, auto-tune can change anybody's life, Frank.
Boom.
Right, and she's really the whole package that she's...
I have been corrected. Yes, Brat knows more than I do. I was just saying.
I feel like she should keep singing. All she has to do is start singing Kids Bop. My baby would love to hear her singing Kids Bop, and she would take her seriously. Just bring it right on over here.
Can't keep my toys to myself.
Yes.
Coming up, y'all, we have my favorite, honey, What the Fashion. So make sure you stay right here, niece.
And Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Always. The better it fits, the better it protects.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for
What the Fashion.
So first, honey, on the docket, baby, the lovely Halle Berry, she dazzles in her grief. Now, she's posing in her backyard mourning the absence of red carpets everywhere. Now, she's wearing a beautiful sheer Christian Soriano crop top covered in butterflies and a giant tulle princess skirt.
I think it's cute.
I think we have to clap for the queen of body. This woman is over 50 years old. She looks just like she did when she used to wear those crop tops on the red carpet. Because, you know, she was known for crop tops on the red carpet back in the day. And that stomach is still snatched.
Mm. And while Halle Berry misses and mourns the red carpet, y'all, Melissa McCarthy surely does not. In a recent interview, she recalled the time she was flipped off for wearing this black Adidas pantsuit at a Vanity Fair Oscars party. Now, Portia, I know you're an Adidas girl, but what do you think about wearing a tracksuit to an Oscar party? I know you wouldn't do this.
Somebody can do this, but that person is named Rihanna, okay? She's the only one I feel could do this. And we would be like, yes, oh my God, or Beyonce, like, slay. Wait, y'all, and she got on Adidas suit and Nike shoes.
She got on Nikes.
Come on, queen.
You gotta pick a side.
That's a fashion faux.
She broke all kind of fashion rules.
You can't be a blood and a crip. You gotta pick one.
Exactly.
All right, so check this out. We all love games here at Dish Nation, and there's this one that everybody's talking about. It's called Last Couple Standing. Now, it's a party game where you and your partner play as a team against other couples, asking them hilarious questions about their relationship.
Nice.
This gag, though, you're hoping the opposing team holds back on revealing juicy personal details. Now, just, you know, fair warning, these questions get pretty crazy, but I thought it would be kind of fun to try it out with some of y'all guys. So let's see who's not afraid to keep it 100, all right?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Now, Portia and Gary, studies show that 60% of married men cheat. Ooh. Will you rather be a happy side chick or a miserable wife?
Wow.
That's a good question. That is a great question. I want to hear this.
I'd rather be a happy side chick.
I'm sorry. I would rather be a happy side chick because if I got to be a miserable wife, that means I only get to have your community penis. But if I'm a miserable, if I'm a happy side chick, I got you and I can have me a real love of the life somewhere, you know.
Well, Chewy and Brad, this question's for you. Have you ever seen your partner's ex and thought, what the f***?
Absolutely. You know, in the beginning, I cried a little bit, but then I pulled myself together and I was like, yo, what a downgrade. I'm a catch.
And he never looked back and said, oh, no, nah, I'm always better than whoever they had previously talking.
Okay.
Level up. Let's go one deeper.
Okay.
All right, between the two teams, who has the most interesting orgasm sound? Go. We'll start with Portia and Gary.
No, do it,
Portia. Go.
Do it. It's like
the world is waiting.
It's not with everybody, but at one point in time, it was like
go.
It was like. Jesus.
Hey, all right.
Wow.
Are you a dolphin?
What is that?
P. Willie's team wins. That was interesting. I think you summoned Aquaman with that mating call right there. Congratulations,
man.
So
we won. Gary, we did it. Yes, Gary, we won. Yes.
Y'all won.
Like always.
Wow. P. Willie.
Well, if you love Dish Nation, honey, you'll love Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee on Fox Soul TV. So, Jason, what's going on tonight, honey, on the show?
Thanks, Gary. That's right. Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored is all new tonight on Fox Soul. And baby, we got Monique Slaughter on the show talking about all the drama between her and Dr. Dre and those alleged threats. And she holds nothing back. So make sure that you don't miss it at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. All you got to do is go to foxsoul.tv.
Thanks, Jason. And coming up on Dish Nation, I got the chance to dish with Elizabeth Vargas, who's the host of the new America's Most Wanted. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. I'm Chewy Martinez, and America's Most Wanted. Oh yeah, you heard me right. It is back. And who better to dish with us about the show than the amazing, the host, Elizabeth Vargas. How you doing, Senora? What's going on with you? How are you?
I'm great. It's so great to be with you.
What were your first initial thoughts when you heard, yes, I'm hosting America's Most Wanted?
I was thrilled. How's that for an answer?
Yes, perfect.
That they were going to bring the show back, and I thought, what a fantastic idea. I mean, wow. And it's really exciting because there's been an explosion in crime-fighting technology, whether it's DNA testing or age progression technology, or perhaps we have 3D avatars. They, you know, they will walk out and stand right next to me, and you'll be able to see tattoos or scars or things that are distinguishing marks on these people.
And I would say even social media is a tool now. Like, everyone is kind of their own detective, correct? How's that changed everything?
Oh my gosh, it's a game changer. And you're right. I mean, we're going to have people all over. People can still do it the old-fashioned way. They can call us or text us, but they can also go on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook.
Love that.
Or even TikTok.
Love it.
And reach us, and we can instantly connect them with law enforcement.
Even Elizabeth, even TikTok.
I know.
So a kid could be like doing a whole dance routine and then stop and then be like, oh, you want a clue to this crime right here? I'm about to get to you.
Yes, you can reach us on TikTok too. So
I love that. And of course we grew up all watching Mr. Walsh doing his thing, you know, on this show, John Walsh. Have you hit him up? Have you guys been in contact at all?
Listen, he's thrilled we're bringing the show back. I intend to hit him up for any and all. We would love to have him come back for a little guest appearance.
Be great.
This show used to terrify me as a little kid. You know what used to terrify me the most, Elizabeth, about the show was the sketches. And there was always a family joke. Like, we always felt like we were going to see one of our relatives on America's Most Wanted. So hopefully this go around, we won't see my Theo or my grandpa or anybody on the show. But yeah.
Theo and grandpa are not, abuelo, are not going to be on there.
They're not going to, thank God. They've calmed down a lot. So when can we check out the show? When is the premiere? Remind the people out there, Elizabeth.
The premiere is March 15th. I hope everybody will tune in. We're super excited.
You were amazing, Elizabeth Vargas. I can't believe in my long career, this is the first time I interview you. And I just have to tell you, like, growing up, watching you, you know, being a Latina and myself being a brown boy at home, watching you do your thing on TV was definitely one of those things that motivated me to strive and be who I am today. So I thank you for that.
Oh, God, you are making me cry. Thank you so much for telling me that. No, I really feel I have a lot of pride in the fact that I was the first Latina to anchor the evening news at any of the news, you know, main networks.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Your success. You know what?
Thank you.
Now you are that role model for the next generation coming up.
I hope to be that, and I hope I am that. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
By now, we've all heard of Olivia Rodrigo thanks to her song Driver's License, so it was only right when the host of Pop Crush Nights asked her about getting her driver's license. Olivia revealed that it only took her 4 attempts to finally get hers.
Wow.
Her first was canceled due to COVID. Her second was because of her filming schedule, and the third was because her mom's horn wasn't working.
Oh, no,
I'm going to
set her up.
The first time I took the test, I got, they kicked me out because I asked my neighbor next door to me if they had an eraser because I was taking the written. So they thought I was cheating and they set an alarm and they kicked me out, y'all.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I think he was cheating.
No, I was asking for an eraser. I was being truthful. Oh. I wasn't cheating. Mm-hmm. But Gary, do you remember taking your test?
I sure did, baby. I passed mine the first time because I was so excited wanting to drive, honey. Ain't no way in hell I was going to fail my test.
So how do you park a stagecoach?
Gary was back with the Flintstone car, so he just kind of ran backwards. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, babe.
Portia, that's why his feet look like that? Okay.
Exactly. Flintstone Gary. Don't ride with Gary. Your ass going to be tired. You got to run with his ass.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.